The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 2004, the first spaceship not owned and flown by the government of a nation crossed the 100-kilometer altitude boundary into space.
318 is on, 2 yellow lights. 10 seconds.
257.
Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, mark.
Clean release.
Sim feels good, iron switch coming. Mark.
Good light.
Forty seconds.
Follow heading.
Good on heading. Roll left. 50 seconds.
Okay, new tank back.
Clean shutdown. That's good. Right yaw trim, Mike. RCS on. 205,000 feet, still climb.
Oh, the RCS works good.
Copy that. We suggest you go back to 1 RCS for now, Mike, if you're happy with that.
Swinging around a little. The ping pong ball's good. Okay, we got 32 knots. We're starting to feel the fuse.
135,000 feet, and he's 3 northwest of the bullseye.
Spaceship One was built by aeronautical designer Burt Rutan and his company Scaled Composites to compete for the $10 million Ansari X Prize, which was intended to kickstart the private and commercial spaceflight industries. This was a test flight for Spaceship One, and not one of its two required qualifying flights for the X Prize. Mike Melville became the first solo space traveler since the 1960s, launching Spaceship One from an airplane and hitting Mach 3 before briefly leaving the atmosphere. Spaceship One did later win the X Prize. In 1948, the LP was born. Columbia Records rolled out the first long play record in New York, spinning at the familiar rate of 33 and a third revolutions per minute. Within a few years, it had all but replaced the existing standard, the 78 RPM record. Born on this day in 1863, astronomer and pioneering astrophotographer Max Wolf. Actress Mariette Hartley was born today in 1940. Ray Davies of the Kinks was born in 1944. Actor David Morrissey, who appeared on both The Walking Dead and Doctor Who, was born in 1964. Erica Durant, who starred as Lois Lane in Smallville, was born in 1978. And in 1979, actor Chris Pratt, the Marvel Cinematic Universe's Star-Lord, was born.
Whoa, whoa, yo, Ranger Rick, what are you doing? You can't take apart my ship without asking me. See, what is this?
Don't touch that. It's a bomb.
A bomb?
Yep.
And you leave it lying around?
I was gonna put it in a box.
What's a box gonna do?
In 1969, Patrick Troughton starred in his final episode as the current Doctor Who, revealing the character's origins and facing his fate.
You have repeatedly broken our most important law of non-interference in the affairs of other planets. What have you to say? Do you admit these actions?
I not only admit them, I am proud of them. While you have been content merely to observe the evil in the galaxy, I have been fighting against it.
It is not we who are on trial here, Doctor. It is you.
No, no, of course, you're above criticism, aren't you?
Do you admit that these actions were justified?
Yes, of course I do. True, I am guilty of interference. Just as you are guilty of failing to use your great powers to help those in need.
Part 10 of the War Games marked the end of Doctor Who in black and white. Though some executives at the BBC felt that the entire series had run its course, it had already been renewed for a 7th season starring actor Jon Pertwee, the first Doctor to appear in color. Doctor Who was replaced on BBC One by the first British run of an American science fiction series called Star Trek. In 1993, Star Trek The Next Generation's Data descended into dark territory.
Have you ever felt a real emotion, Data?
On Oneaka 3, I was forced to kill a Borg. I got angry.
How did it feel to get angry? Did it give you pleasure?
It would be unethical to take pleasure in another being's death.
You didn't answer my question. Did it feel good to kill?
Yes.
The season-ending cliffhanger, Descent, brought back the Borg at full strength and led into what would be the show's final year on the air. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod Landing Procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.
John Pertwee will be the new Doctor Who when the series returns to BBC One in the new year in colour. But before that, a new science fiction series begins. The time over 100 years from now. The place, the very edge of space. The voyages of the Starship Enterprise across man's final frontier. Its mission, to explore strange new worlds. To seek out new life and civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Star Trek, a new adventure series in space, starts on BBC One.